Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Hey, Jay.
Yeah, Pete, Jay. You got three pages coming right at you. The full thing, right?
Oh, perfect, perfect. Sounds good. Hey, yeah, also, I ran your credit just now. Came back at a 575.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of people. They don't know how to get into the credit system without knocking it down.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a. I was looking through. You got quite a bit of inquiries on there.
Well, I talked to an attorney in Florida, and he said if they get in the internet right, they can check the credit with never lowering the rate on it.
Really? How do they do that?
Well, he said you get right in the internet. A guy would have to call that guy down there and find out.
Hmm.
But he said most people in finance business don't know this. And he said, just ruins the guy's credit overnight.
Yeah, I mean, have you been applying with all these people, like, you know, Yellowstone and... Yeah, there's a couple on here. I mean, I just know them because, you know, I'm in the industry, so I kind of... I can just jump off the page at me, like, Principus, Pearl, Yellowstone,
And they get on the internet, see where you got loans at, and then everybody sends their thing. The first thing they do is you check your credit before they even talk to you. I read before, we checked your credit, you're pre-approved. I mean, listen to the BS, you know what I'm saying? And every day I said, don't want a loan, don't want one. You can't explain it to you. I wrote it on your jacket. See, and they knock it right down, see. Last time I heard it was 680.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah, well, you know, it's good that you don't really have too many loans out on the business, which will be nice and make it easier for us to get an approval. 575 credit score is pretty low, though. It's, you know, under 600, so, you know, you won't be in an A or B program, but we'll get you something here. You know, ideally, though, just to recap, we're looking for about 40K, 50K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if we could only get you about half of that? Would that work?
Yeah. Well, no, it wouldn't.
20 or 30 wouldn't be able to do it for you?
Well, it depends, and then if they want to do it by the month, there's the next thing. Because I don't want no more daily deals since I lost my daily cash flow, see? So I went through the 4 or 5 days, so I've got to do it by the month, so I've better haul very few loads for that company now.
I understand
and
that.
The revenue's way different to what I had to walk away from. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. What if we could, what I do sometimes for some of my customers that don't like the daily payments, but their credit is bad, so they only qualify for the daily, is that I actually set them up where you can, when we give you your loan, you can actually call up, I'll give you a number to call, and you can prepay for the whole month. That way it doesn't affect your daily cash flow. It's actually a lot. It's the way to turn a daily payment into a monthly. It's very good. It helps free up the cash flow. So it's like, you know, if I give you $40,000 and, you know, your daily payment's $100 instead of that, I'm just going to tell you to pay $2,000 the day you get it. You prepay for the rest of the month. That way you don't have to pay another $2,000 until, you know, the next month on the 1st. So it turns it into a monthly payment even when you have a daily. You just pay up front. And you know, that's the way to get around that. Not a lot of people in the industry really use that technique, and it actually helps free up a lot of cash flow even though you're still making daily payments technically. You're just prepaying. So I think that's going to be what we're going to do for you if you don't like the daily. It's perfect. Like, it'll say daily payments, but all you do is prepay. So it doesn't affect your cash flow the way that it normally would. And you'll still get that nice monthly payment. You can budget for a monthly payment. You just know. It's kind of like rent. Instead of paying, you know, a loan you pay at the end of the month, this is going to be like rent. You pay at the beginning of the month for your money, and then it's all done. Then you just have to worry about making it back. What are you using this for, Jay?
Well, I've got to get a truck out of the shop.
You're just fixing it up, or what?
Well, the engine just blowed up on it.
How much does that kind of run you?
Oh, about $17,000.
Holy crap, what happened?
You know what I'm saying? These trucks don't overhaul them, buddy. $5 today, and they're usually around $21,000 when they overhaul them.
Holy crap. What else do you get, like, what do you fix it in there? The engine, the transmission go?
Well, the engine blowed up in it.
Wow. How long does that take to fix? Is it going to be out for a few weeks, or, you know, once you get this money, it'll take a few days?
It's done right now.
Oh, you just got to pay for it?
Yep.
I gotcha. So what else besides that $17K for the truck?
A couple sets of tires on trucks, and, you know what I'm saying?
How much is that going to run you?
Oh, probably about $4,000 a truck, so there's $8,000.
Tires on trucks, and it's $4,000 a truck.
Yeah.
So what does that put us at now? About $8,000 plus $17,000. All right, we're at $25,000. What else is on your shopping list?
Well, I've got three small bills I need to pay off here. One's about $2,500. A couple of them's for $1,250 a piece that I need to get out of the way.
So that's another, give or take, $5,000?
Yeah. I got one note I'd like to pay off for about $12,500.
What loan for $12,500 was that? Personal
loan?
Well,
I had a truck blow up a while back, and I had to roll off an individual to pay for it.
Okay.
Don't you have any structure down? She's like, that one's been out there 6 weeks. Well, you lose about $2,000 a week revenue when they're parked.
Yeah, that's the thing too. You're not only losing the money for that it costs you to get the repair, but you're also going to be losing an opportunity cost, right? Of $2,000 a week. So how long is that truck that's broken down been in the shop for?
Been 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Oh yeah. Well, there's other people out there saying you got to wait your turn if you're American.
Yeah. If, you know, 6 weeks at $2,000 a week plus your $17,000 that it's going to cost you, so that's, you're looking more like a $30,000 in opportunity cost plus repairs for that truck. Yeah, how can you kind of prevent that from happening again, Jay? Is there any, you know, could you have repaired it earlier? Was it just time to get a new truck? Should you have just financed a new one? Because at $30,000, you know, how much is a new truck? You know, I financed
$50,000, and they're just talking about them going up another $4,000 to $5,000.
Wow. So should you maybe be getting a truck soon, or?
Well, I started with one truck, and I went a year, and then I doubled it with two trucks. And when I went to third year, I traded one for three, and the three, we spent $103,000 on them.
It's actually not bad.
I've got consumer fraud involved in it. Bought extended warranty on the paper one, with the papers wrote on. And, it's just a never-ending battle.
But what about, do you ever buying used trucks, or is that something you're just not about? It could save you a lot of money getting them used. You know, I've financed a couple of them used for like $40,000 or $50,000. I mean, I'm not sure if that's the same type of truck. You know, I'm not really well versed in the nuances of it and the specifics, but. You should definitely look into some of those options as well for you, Jay. But, you know, I'm gonna start, I got this all finished up and submitted over to the credit department, have them handle it and review your file and start underwriting it and get you some numbers here. Just so we can have a little bit of background, what were your payments like on your other working capital loans? Like, do you remember any of the rate factors, or, you know, because what this is, it's probably what we're going to get you is going to be very similar to what you've had in the past.
Yeah.
So what did you have in the past?
What?
Like, as far as your working capital loans, like, you know, with Fox and Yellowstone and Everest, what kind of payments were you making? I see. Well, actually, I can look through your bank statement.
That's about $5,000 a week.
Yeah.
Or a month, I mean.
Let me look. I can actually see your bank statements. And when I go down to, you know, April, it looks like April and May is when you were really into these heavily, right? I'm seeing almost every day. There's like five different pulls. I see.
Yeah.
EVF partners.
Yeah, once again. That's when I was having that truck problem. That's where you went bottom center ball. Let's see. And at that time, we lost 39 weeks of downtime over the trucks I bought. That's why I've got a lawsuit against this company now.
Wow.
I'm going to go back to the lawyer this afternoon about.
Yeah, 39. Now you're talking, that's not 6 weeks, 39 weeks. That's $78,000 in missed truck.
Yeah, see. People don't understand this.
That's a half a year of revenue.
Well, there you go, see. And these companies don't understand the trick they can put you in, but they got their money and they don't know you. They're the ones selling me the extended warranty. It wasn't what papers wrote on. That's why I got the insurance.
That's a good line. I like that. Yeah, so it looks like, you know, all these loans that you were paying on before, were they around $20,000 or $30,000? Because all the payments.
No, there's like about all of them was only like $130,000.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing the payments are very, you know, they're all very similar. Like Last Chance is $130,000, Yellowstone $128,000. EBF 165, 156 to Fox Funding, Victory Capital 149. So, and then there's a larger one for 223. So basically, you're used to paying about $150 to $200 a day, right? Is that what you're budgeting for here? What's your budget?
Well, I haven't even checked it here lately. That's why I'm going to the bookkeeper tomorrow and see what he's come up with. I've been so busy getting this stuff on payroll. When I leave town, buddy, and that stuff piles up, and then you got to spend 3-4 days straightening it out because nobody here to do it.
No, you know, if you want it done the right way, you got to do it yourself, Jay.
Well, you can't find nobody. Nobody wants to work in America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just crossed my back. Yeah, it's... It ain't the idea I have to spend money for them, but, I mean, when you sit right there and tell them something, they do it backwards.
Oh, that's good. That's rich. Yeah, that's the rest of the bank statement I was looking for. This looks perfect.
That's the deal. Just like that stuff said over there, it wasn't right. Didn't look through it. See, I just went, I'm going to straighten that file out right now. You can't believe it. Some of them duplicated 3 or 4 times in there. That ain't what it be. What happened in the 14th and the 15th year?
Mm-hmm.
It was all in there. They're not there now. Maybe they left that spike. You don't need that.
Who you got working for you? Is it family or, you know, who's filing this crap?
Just my wife, damn that, and she don't understand people want their trucks at all. Eat them.
It's funny. That's funny.
That's a shame.
I used to, you know, just got to get organized, Jay. Just got to get organized.
Got to midnight last night. Here I've been back at 6 o'clock this morning doing it again, trying to catch your stuff up. And I mean, it's bullshit. Drive me nuts.
What are you budgeting for a daily payment? Say, like, I got you, you know, what you needed around, you know, 30, 40, 50K. You know, like, would be $200 a day good for you?
Yeah, that'd probably work.
All right, $200 a day is, you know, well, that's what we'll shoot for. If we can get something around, you know, what's too high for you? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't want to come back to the table with anything that's going to be out of your budget because it's not even worth talking about.
That's right.
So what's your maximum, Jay? What's your daily payment to where, you know, you can't afford that?
Yeah.
You know, at $200 a day times 21 days in a month, that's about $4,200 a month. Could you afford that?
I'll probably have to.
Exactly.
I'll have to put the pencil to it, but we'll just have to see what they come up with. Some of them, you know, at times come up with more money than that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it could be higher if it's 250. You know, it's the more money you get, obviously, it's going to be higher, and the shorter term is going to be higher. And sure. You have the best credit, so I'm thinking you're probably going to get around a year term. So that's, you know, for $40,000, it's on a year term. It's about 250 payments. Yeah, you're going to be right around $220, $230 probably. Do you think you can afford something like that?
Well, we're just, I'm going to put the pencil to it. You see what you can do. And
yeah. It'll be very similar. I'm thinking it's going to be very similar to the previous loan here that you had with Cap for me. Do you remember that one? What was that for, Cap for me?
Cash for me.
Cap for me, CAP, yeah.
Well, I took cash out. That's where I got an advance for driver. You'll probably see that down
further. Like, do you remember how much that cash was for? Was it like $50,000, $20,000?
I got $20,000 cash out.
Yeah, I don't know. How much was that one that you were making? The payment was $223. Do you remember how much money that they gave you?
I think that was 25, and it was 35 payoff or payback.
35K payback. All right, Jay. I'm going to get to the get this over to underwriting and get to the drawing board for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care. I'll keep in touch with you here. Keep you updated.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.